Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM by my Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn, I'm strong, you mob. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, of course, and acknowledge all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black. National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too, deadly. Now, from blue coat to graduation gown, First Nation police officer receives top honours. Catching criminals and chasing good grades is all in a day's work for the University of Southern Queensland's newest graduate, Anna Newman. And police officer for nearly 30 years, the mum of four, completed an anthropology degree and graduated with top marks. And I'm going to catch up a yarn with her on the line. We have Anna Newman. Good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm well, and thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
My mob is from Western New South Wales, Nyampa mob.
Beautiful footprint. And congratulations, graduate as well as police officer, we would say, how deadly are you?
Oh, well, I don't feel that deadly, but thank you.
So tell us about it. I mean, 30 years as a police officer, did you always have in the back of your mind that you wanted to go and get a university degree?
No, it's about 27 years of policing. No, I didn't. I got to a point where I had a bit of a restlessness to do something and learn something different.
Mm-hmm.
I was mindful that having spent so many years as a police officer can be like wearing tight-fitting shoes and you can... Your views can narrow, so I was aware of that and I wanted to do something different.
Yeah, so shooting for the top. So anthropology, why that degree?
This coincided with me wanting to do something different. I was watching the first Australian series on TV and it was like a roller coaster for me. I got angry, I got sad, and
yes.
I had a lot of pride in my heritage.
Yes.
And one of the people on that show was an anthropologist, Professor Marsha Langton, and I knew then that that's what I wanted to learn.
So that was your calling in life. And so with that degree, will you resign from being an officer or will you wave two flags, so to speak?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that. I just wanted to do something that I loved. I didn't know where it would lead me or whether it'd give me another job, but I knew I'd be a better person after doing it. And I still don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Well, there you go, Mal. See what happens. So, you got the anthropology degree. You're still an officer.
Yes.
So, well, it just gives you choices, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I don't want to close any doors. I just want to open some more.
Yeah. Well, I remember, who was it? I think it's George Paponis. He captained Canterbury Bulldogs, not an Indigenous man, but also started to become a doctor. So he did both, you know, and I think he went so far as the captain of Australia in rugby league. But you can do both, you know, and also another message I'm picking up there, Sister Anna, that girls can do anything. So here you are, 27-odd years, police officer, and then study university to be anthropologist. Got your degree there. A mum of four, so four children, two boys, two girls?
Three girls, and two of those are twins.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I come from a family of one boy, three sisters. So we're in the same boat, me and your son there. So in regards to, they must be very proud of you. Your family must be proud of you for what you've done.
Yeah, I grew up the last of seven children, and university wasn't an option for me when I left school.
Yes.
Life was tough and you went out and got a job, so my kids are very proud of me and I'm grateful for them too. Yeah,
fantastic. So anyone in your family got a university degree or you're the first one?
My daughter finished nursing last year. She's
okay,
a nurse, and
good.
So I'm the second.
Okay, beautiful, fantastic. So she's nursing, so she'd be part of the CASANAM, the Conference of Aboriginal Torres Strait Nurses and Midwives. She'd be part of that umbrella, would she not?
I'm not really aware, to be honest.
Oh, okay, right, yeah, sure. Being black nurses, there's an organisation called CASANAM that support our nursing.
Okay.
So that's fantastic, yeah. And I think she would be, once a black person and graduates as a nurse or a midwife, it goes to the attention of CASANAM anyway, so she'd be supported in that field. And so you are now, sorry?
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. It's fantastic. Exactly.
Having more nurses treating Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that understand is a great thing.
Let's talk about you wearing the hat as a senior sergeant with the New South Wales Police, is it?
No, Queensland Police.
Oh, Queensland Police. So you work where in Brisbane, do you?
I work in Toowoomba.
In Toowoomba. Okay, fantastic. So senior sergeant. So police liaison officers up there working with you as well?
Yes, we have a great liaison officer.
Good.
In Toowoomba.
Good.
He's awesome.
So, and you're working from, so senior sergeant, so you're working from your police station, well, as a senior sergeant involved, well, a black woman at that, yeah, a woman and a black woman at that, that itself is a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it hasn't always been easy.
Sure.
But, you know, throughout my career and in more recent times, I've had some very supportive leaders, particularly some in Brisbane, who've really encouraged me and been supportive, and they've encouraged me to go and study.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that in our organisation, because it's not always easy.
And look, having black people at that level, it's a bridge builder. It's in a position of stamping out racism, and I feel as though you would have been working hard in that degree.
I just feel like, you know, like you send the message that we are intelligent, we are capable.
Yes.
And we can mix it with the best of people.
Yeah, congratulations. You're leading from the front, my sister, and once again, congratulations on your degree, but also your 27 years as a police officer, and the biggest job of all, being a mother and a mum of four. So you are leading from the front, my sister, and thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations. Good luck with your decision, but what you ever decide to do, you are a winner, and you are leading from the front, my sister, and thank you for the yarn, eh?
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
You take care. Bye, sis.
See ya.
A beautiful yarn. That's Senior Sergeant Anna Newman. And from blue coat to graduation gown, First Nation police officer receives top honours. So she graduated from university after being 27 years in the with the Queensland Police and still operating in that space, wearing the blue uniform, but just completed anthropology degree and graduated with top marks. So too deadly. And girls can do anything, but also you can spin a few plates there, people. Whatever you decide to do in life, you can do it. So while being a police officer, a senior sergeant at that, a black woman at that, doing the JOB, and then studying on the side. I remember a famous person spoke from stage, a motivational speaker, and he said that we all got 24 hours in a day. It's just what you do with your time. So be productive with your time. And they also said about, he mentioned that empires are built after hours. So that means when you finish work, you've got 8 hours sleeping, 8 hours of doing what you need to do regarding your degree or your business entrepreneur skills come to the surface, and be proactive. So be proactive with your time, your mob. 24 hours a day, they said the most wealthiest place in the world is the cemetery. There are books that have not been written, films that have not been made, you know, songs that have not been sung. So get active, people, get active. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Good morning, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dingy Country, as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Going full circle, circular economy now valued at $62 billion. New research reveals 64% of Aussies are concerned about their ability to pay household expenses, such as food, utility bills, internet. The average Australian stands to make approximately $6,964 from pre-loved items lying around their homes, with the current value of the circular economy is equal to $62 billion. To help with the rising cost of living, Gumtree is giving Aussies the confidence to tackle upcycle projects and support themselves through the circular economy. So with that in the studio, I have Mark Keogh, Managing Director of Gumtree.
Gumtree's Trading in the Circular Economy report highlights the potential of the circular economy to unlock financial freedom and contribute to more sustainable practices for millions of Australians. Since we first published this in 2010, our annual report has shown the opportunities available to all Australians when they buy and sell pre-loved, unwanted and unused items. And since that time, we've seen that grow exponentially. If you look at the past 5 years alone, the value of the circular economy has grown by 82%, up from $34 billion in 2018 to an incredible $62 billion in 2022.
Why is circular economy so important for Aussies to support?
The circular economy is so important for Aussies because it not only empowers people to achieve financial freedom, but it importantly also reduces our impact on the environment too. It lowers the demand for resources needed to produce new items, and it also means that unused and unwanted items can avoid being added to the millions of tons of waste created by Australian households each year. It's a win for Aussies and it's a win for the environment.
How can we use the circular economy to offset the rising cost of living?
Participating in the circular economy is a really great way to offset the increased cost of living. Unsurprisingly, with rising interest rates and inflation, our report shows that almost a third of Australians are experiencing some sort of financial stress at the moment. But the great news is many Australians are already benefiting from buying and selling pre-loved items in the circular economy, with one in four using the money to offset their general living expenses. Our research goes on to show that Aussies stand to make nearly $7,000 per household from selling their unwanted items. And this can go a really long way in offsetting that increased cost of living.
What advice do you have for Aussies who are trying to upcycle?
So our advice to Aussies looking to upcycle is to start small. You know, look for those items whose life can be extended with a bit of sanding or a lick of paint, some new hardware, even some new handles on a piece of furniture. Importantly, though, you can make a really big impact with just small improvements. And at Gumtree, our advice when selling items is to spend some time on your listing. And so what does that mean? It means do some research, get your description right, take a ton of great photos. All of those things are going to increase your chances of a successful sale.
Where can Australians go to learn more?
To find out more about Trading in the Circular Economy report, head to gumtree.com.au.
Hey, Mark, thank you for the yarn. All the best to you. Take care. We'll talk soon. Pack girl, see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life. The attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him. Get it for him. I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him. Give it to him. I was always gonna make it. Hey. Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never lose a sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor, I can hear that crowd roar. It's what I live for, just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for, just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from. brother, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training, prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack, a top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was
right back. Just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanted this his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar. Let him know about. I can hear that crowd roar. See, you know where I come from. And you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on. I get the ball with the fellas. Hey. Great binding, I'm talking about great.
I am.
I feel it like a kid on. We on. See, you know where I come from.
I know where I come from.
And you know where I'm going.
And I know where I'm going.
It ain't a dream that I run from. We on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great binding, I'm talking about great.
Get on your mouth, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, don't muck around. Give me a call. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumabib Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, who are housed down at Brisbane, Beamer Office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. So a big shout out to the NERS team and the Beamer Office as well, Joy and his deadly team down there. Thank you very much. And also to all our First Nation radio station across the country, Deadly Black Network, a big hello to you all. Hope you're well. And a deadly tool, vehicle that we use as First Nation people in regard to our yarns, our stories, and all the news that's happening with our mob in the 21st century. Speaking of news, let's look at the top stories of the news today. 13 factory workers are suing a major Australian corporation over allegations it knowingly profited off labour of slaves. Shuvo is one of them, and specifically he recalls the logo of Australian company's line of Aquamarine single-use gloves, Touch and Tough. He saw it on boxes on the factory floor in Malaysia. He also remembers the violence inside that factory. He still had flashbacks, he told ABC News. So there it is regarding the treatment, slavery, not on in the 21st century. John Farnham's 11-hour mouth operation, details revealed after cancerous growth is removed. Also, freezing temperatures leave thousands stranded. Also, cocaine Cassie's dad speaks out. Finland's PM, Sanna Marin, apologises for inappropriate pictures at residents. Major company hit by $3 million wipeout. Tomato flu, new virus is likely to hit Australia, experts warn. Fitness challenge, I squatted every day for 2 weeks. Here's how much strength I gained. Barbara Eden's life in pictures. And they're the headlines for today's news. Have your say, Yana Strong. Tell us what news is happening in your area with your organisation, with your mob, with your family. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Yeah. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Of a nature wow, beautiful beyond measure. Love every treasure, a mother, a lover like no other brother. Full of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it. Don't conceal it, open up your heart and let us steal it.
Hell yeah, she's a dreamtime princess. Hell yeah, I'm just a witness. Hell yeah, to her greatness. Hell yeah, she's a dreamtime princess. She's a dreamtime princess.
Making a sound, stomp on the ground, filling up my spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just a reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping, always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land of what we love. It's time to stand strong.
Strong.
Come on.
She's a dreamtime princess.
Yeah.
faking. No more faking. You're breathtaking with every breath you're taking. Light skin, dark skin, and every color in between. You're pristine, full of loyalty. Don't forget your royalty. A dreamtime princess, and I'm just standing here.
Yeah, beautiful track, Dreamtime Princess, Mitch Tambo. Big shout out, Mitch Tambo. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. A one-hour program, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, too deadly. Speaking of in news there for our mob here in Sydney's council rejection of Paddy Garang statue labelled atrocious. From Captain Cook, Governor Lachlan Macquarie, Queen Victoria and her dog, there are 25 statues of colonial figures in Sydney CBD. Yet the city's council has blocked the prospect of a public funded statue commemorating an Aboriginal woman. The City of Sydney Council has rejected calls for a statue to commemorate Aboriginal woman Paddy Garang at Dawes Point. On Monday evening, councillors, along with Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore, opposed a written request by the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, MLALC, to erect the statue. Whilst the city is commissioning public at art at Dawes Point, a statue of Paddy Garang will not be included. 15-year-old Gamaralegal woman Paddy Garang is recognised as the first teacher of language. She formed a strong bond with Lieutenant William Dawes, a First Fleet naval officer. The pair spent time together at Dawes Point, where Paddy Garang shared knowledge and language with the lieutenant. Dawes recorded their conversation in his notebooks, which are now recognised as earliest recorded first-hand accounts of Gadigal language. So, second attempt of Paddy Garang, Widgery woman and City of Sydney Council councillor Yvonne Weldon told NITV News that the Lord Mayor's opposition to this statue was atrocious. The thing that I find so insulting is that the Lord Mayor used her casting vote to vote against the statue, she said. Ms. Walden said the Mayor's decision counteracted her commitment to addressing Aboriginal issues. I thought if she was saying that she's doing all these wonderful things and committing to Aboriginal issues and people, then why not start with the statue in the city that has none? The councillor's opposition presses on old wounds, this being the second time since 2020 Paddy Garang's statue has been rejected. In June 2020, a motion for the erection of a statue in Paddy Garang's honour was put forward by Councillor Karen Phelps. It was recommended that council work with local Aboriginal groups, including MLALC, to identify potential options to commission a public artwork commemorating Paddy Garang. The council recognised at the time that there were only four statues nationally represented Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, with 25 publicly funded statues of colonists, including Captain Cook, Lachlan Macquarie, Queen Victoria, Matthew Flinders and his cat, instead being positioned in Sydney CBD, despite this motion fail. So we are here. While the council will commission public art at Dawes Point to mark the place, Paddy Garang and Dawes would meet the MLAC's request for a statue will not be acted upon. Ms. Walden said public art does not have the impact reserved for statues. Paddy Garang is the first step, she said. I'm sick of people thinking we're figments of people's imaginations. We are here. We have always been here, but don't see that. They see fishhooks, art and symbolic things. A viewpoint needs to change so that we appear as real people. NITV News has contacted the Lord Mayor for comment, but no response there. So there it is. We live in a racist country, do we not? I don't know. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Da boy. JW. Yeah,
why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
She was my baby.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down.
sit here and cry. How many lies that I've lied? Oh, oh yeah, he'll come back someday. Yeah. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as the light I land moves. Oh, oh. So if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. The lonely. So watch your broken G's dancing and out of the beams of the island moves. Mercy, 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 mercy.
Yeah, if I really love somebody, and when she gone, me tell ya, I'm not easy. Truly, well, it's another whole new level. Me feeling the trouble, me at a bit double them. Can't express the way me a feeling. Long some them, no baby, if you calling. Me at a go boom, bro. Hoping how so. It's feeling me, girl, it's not normal. Wish I could have ticket, tock, tock, the clock. Me better turn him back time just to get you back. No, this ain't the real me, because you're not hearing me. I'm so incomplete.
So if you lose your one and only.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, always was, always will be. And that's Natasha Aldridge featuring Phil W. Big shout out, Natasha. Hope you're well, my sister. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, and I'm strong, your mob. We got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Trevor.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm sure we're battling along.
Good.
The last thing you said there is it's a racist country, is it?
I asked the racist country in regarding there's not one First Nation statue in the city of Sydney. And, you know, that was a good call for that beautiful woman who had communication regarding language with the gentleman with the British Army. So that's a good recognition. But, no, it was declined twice. So I asked the question, is this country racist or not? I mean, we had $25 million for the Aboriginal flag to be up on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But they took down the New South Wales bridge and New South Wales flag and put the Aboriginal flag up there. So I just asked the question, yeah.
Yeah, of course it's a racist country. There's no treaty. A little bit, there's some local news too that you haven't covered. It's been on the TV and the radio. There's been a young boy in Yarrabah. Someone's been charged with murder, a five-year-old. He was supposedly tortured. Condolences out to the family. Someone's the kid died down in Townsville Hospital yesterday.
Heart goes out to the family, yes, prayers.
I'm saying that, he didn't mention it. And I've got something very difficult I want to say. With racism, I want to get back to the hospitals. I need to complete this thing. I really don't want to get cut off. I'm talking about some of the doctors in the hospital. It's never the nurses. I want to talk about India and the racism in India, where they have like seven tiers of caste. You know, I've heard discussions. It's like if there's a block of flats, the people that live up the top on the seventh floor, they don't mix with the people on the sixth floor, and the people on the sixth floor don't mix with the people on the fifth floor. There's a complete seven caste system.
So when you look at the so-called living accommodations, the higher you live in the building, the higher status.
I'm talking about the status of people in the caste system. It goes from the high class people down to what is known as the unmentionables in India. And the way in India there's a lot of rape and terror. And this is a terrible call, and it's the fact that the 20 trips to Townsville, which Donna called a guinea pig program, 20 trips to Townsville for 14 things, just to inject steroids in people. We had Johnny Farnham now. Straight away, they removed his tumour. My wife died. I'm worried how they treat Aboriginal people because the head of the cancer ward was an Indian person. The head of the radiation place was an Indian doctor. Now, my missus was told, oh, yeah, you've got a tumour and we can shave it. When we went back into the cancer ward, they said they can't, and it really tortured her. And if they treat their
own
people...
Was it the same doctor that stated the same thing?
Now, it's three different doctors. They seem to have been in charge, or she seemed to be passed into the hands of Indian doctors the whole way along. This is a terrible call, and I don't want to get cut off or banned from the show forever, because it just doesn't seem right from what I've witnessed and lived with and seen. And when you have unnecessary deaths, like I'm glad the people, Doomsday, got some justice and attention for what happened, haven't got that, and I'm being eaten out. It's when there's unnecessary deaths, you can never recover from it when you know things are wrong and people did not get the treatment that, say, white people get. I'm going to.
It questions it, doesn't it? Is what you're saying. Regarding the treatment.
People are racist to their own people on a class war. How do they treat Aboriginal people here? Is it passed to them and. That's my little. I haven't gone dead, but I find it. Some things have to be said.
At the same time, one bad up on a card don't mean they're all bad.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, but it just seems that she always fell into the hands of India. And I come to the conclusion, I said to them one day, life must be cheap in your country. You keep coming up here and begging her to sign a thing saying if you have a collapse, do not resuscitate. And every time I went out, I'd come back, and they were doing it again. They were doing it again and again, and it was inhuman. And the effect on a dying person to do that, saying, oh, you know, and that person wants to live every day and look out the window, have a feed and talk and whatever, you know. They don't want to sign a thing. And that wasn't done to anybody else as far as I know. And that's sort of been eating me out for the last over 2 years.
My brother, I'm feeling your pain. I've got someone coming on, but thank you for your call. And prayers going out to you, my brother. That's Tony Gibbs there, Yarn Armstrong, and he's talking about his treatment with his lovely lady, with us in spirit. And we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning, brother. In Australia, registered to train us. Someone, if so-and-so got a problem in the family, drinking problem, you don't talk to the problem, you talk to the family, you talk to the kids. And brother, case in point, the backpackers with Bible, a Lonely Planet. They warn people of colour about coming to this country that they caution about coming to this country. And I often say that Australia is still looking through the keyhole ass to open the door wide. Because you know how iconic was on Hey Saturday, black face on it. I feel like swearing, brother. The Australia didn't think was people raped their black faces. And you know neighbors got shut down the soap. Well, the show and things like Omino, but they got shut down because the people over in Great Britain, the people of colour, they got, you know, they have power. They don't see themselves. It's vanilla small, but they call it, you know, all white or a neighbour. It's finished. The program finished. And, of course, you could go on Facebook and look all those people of colour was there for a brief time. Asian, Indians, and Clancy, I think Shanine or something, and her brother boy, he's a Noongar brother. And you don't talk, like I said, you don't talk to the Greek and the family, ask him if you got a problem. You don't talk to the white Australian. You talk to the people from overseas. And if not, you talk to the people of colour. It's just like, oh, I can go there, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Have any say, that's someone here on your daily program. Trendy Trevor going to sign up with the program for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. The daily number 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your time, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be yarning soon. Got the news coming up with NERS, National News Radio Service. Let's go to Midnight Oil. Get a call.